In this case, John Croner, a non-tribal member, was fired from his position as CEO of the tribally chartered business Oneida Seven Generations. His attorney, Michael Brown, explained to the Supreme Court why he believed Croner's lawsuit challenging the termination belongs in circuit court.
There's no stated procedural rules or information about how the tribal court would handle this particular case.
But Justice Ann Walsh Bradley challenged that argument.
It's almost like because of a lack of knowledge about what a tribal court can do, you assume that they can't do it.
Justice David Prosser tried to illustrate the dilemma in this case by pointing to the mural on the courtroom wall that shows territorial judge James Doty ruling on a case in 1830. When Chief Oshkosh of the Menominee tribe was charged with murdering a member of another tribe.
The great moral of the story is that Judge Doty applied tribal law, and Chief Oshkosh was found not guilty. Why couldn't the circuit court apply tribal law?
The answer from the attorney for Oneida Seven Generations was that the circuit court judge decided the case belonged in tribal court because the tribe has established a detailed set of employment regulations. But Justice Patience Rogensack, who has argued for placing more restrictions on tribal court transfers, pointed out that tribal courts may have different rules of evidence. A ruling in this case could end up either restricting or broadening the jurisdiction of tribal courts over cases involving tribal businesses. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.